Hello and welcome to HR Flow's weekly podcast. This week, Simon caught up with Catherine from Inspiring Change.
I'm here with Catherine Llewellyn of Inspiring Change, and Catherine is one of our associates who works with the very senior people and has a specific offer to support board level chairmen and executives with the specific challenges that they have in helping companies to flourish and helping companies to grow. So, Catherine, do you want to just give us a little heads up on some of your experience and some of the reference points you have for this challenge around creating engaged organisations and specifically the kinds of people that you're understanding.
So this term, engaged organisations, is fairly recent. Before that, people used to talk about staff satisfaction, internal communications. Before that, they used to talk about customer care, quality control prior to that. So there's been a whole series of things that have been the word of the day, and engagement is the word of the day now. And I think the reason the word of the day keeps changing is because it becomes overused, and then the meaning that was originally behind it disappears. And I think with engagement, what people are trying to talk about is that happy state where the people in the organisation are involved personally as well as professionally. Their hearts are involved as well as just physically turning up and doing the job. And there seem to be two main reasons people want this. One is because they care about people and they want people to be happy. And the other is because if your people are miserable and they're not engaged, you're not going to be able to compete. Because these days, competition is a much more sophisticated challenge than it used to be.
Yeah.
You can no longer compete just by dropping your prices or just by getting things to market more quickly or reducing your process end-to-end, asking for a checkbook. Customers are so much more sophisticated now that they notice differences in how they're dealt with, whether they are empathised with by the people they're dealing with in your organisation. So engage, I think, is a term which is an attempt to try to wrap up a much more subtle issue, which actually there is no short answer for it, just as there's no short answer for making your relationship work with your partner, much as we all wish that was the case.
We certainly do. I'm particularly interested in the perspective from the very top. There's an illusion which can take place that the more senior you go, the more control you have. And it's certainly true you have more authority and you've got more scope in terms of exercising it. But my experience talking to people the more senior they go is actually you feel less and less in control of the specific levers that actually make things happen. So I'm wondering how the people that you work with have described that challenge.
It's a great question. And actually, that question itself often takes up the first several days of discussion, because there's how they feel. They're talking to me because they have a feeling that things could be better, they could be doing what they're doing better, or there's an issue. But what the actual essence of that challenge is not obvious. And I think that's one of the big issues for these guys at senior level, which is what actually is the problem? What actually is the challenge? And what are the levers for the challenge? Those questions, the answers are not obvious. And it takes a fair amount of inquiry investigation to get to finding what those are. Now, that's a hard thing for people to imagine before they rise onto the board, because at lower levels in the organisation, where the problems people are dealing with and the challenges, they're more bracketed. So therefore, systems are less complex. So it's easier to see in, right, this is the problem, this is the lever, this is what we need to do. When you're dealing with a large organisation, it's so multi-systemic, and then there's a whole system wrapping that around, that it's bewildering. When I say that, I almost feel like I'm giving away a secret, because it's not talked about. So quite often, the first thing people want me to do is just listen to them and give them a bit of space where they can delve within themselves and bring some of these things out. And these are not weak people, these are strong, resilient people.
They both gave us a lot to think about in relation to engaged organisations. To hear the rest of Simon and Catherine's chat, tune in next week. If you'd like to know more, please get in touch on 01280 83702 or email us at info@hrinflow.com.